owe you a thank you, Kelly, for being like a mother and saying, Guy, you need to go to the doctor about something in your eye.
Yeah, you were complaining that you had a growth in your eye, which I remember when you started here, you had just had surgery for it.
Okay, I thought it was something else, but I had surgery in the exact same spot and it looked the same a year earlier and it came back. And I knew that was harmless, so I didn't go to the doctor because I already knew what it was.
Well, and you said you were kind of dragging your feet. Mm. You didn't want to go back for fear of having surgery again. So you finally went.
Yeah, to cut a long story short, he looked in my eye. He looks at me and says, you've got early stages of skin cancer.
In your eye?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's not. It's very rare, he said. He said it stems from me growing up in Australia where there's no ozone layer and playing sports, having to constantly look at the sun.
Oh, my gosh.
So for those 10 seconds, I'm like, okay, I've got skin cancer. Am I going to die? Is it spread throughout my body? Do I have to get my whole body scanned? Where are we at with that? That moment of panic, you know?
Yeah, because when you hear the word cancer, that's pretty major.
But he said he sees this often. He knows exactly what it is. The good thing is, it doesn't spread to other parts of my body. It's contained in your eye. So I'm not going to, like, die or don't have to go through urgent procedures.
So what happens? How do they treat it?
So here's the deal. After having surgery once, if you have surgery in the same spot again, mm-hmm. it can cause damage to your eye.
Oh.
But I will have to have surgery to get it removed. But first he wants to go into the surgery as getting the tumor as small as it can possibly be. So I've got to do 10 days of eye drop chemotherapy.
Oh my gosh.
4 drops a day for 10 days starting today or tomorrow. And then I go back, have a look. If it's shrunk enough, he'll say, let's do the surgery. If it hasn't shrunk enough, I take 3 weeks off and then do it again.
Wow.
Yeah, he said I'm not going to lose my hair or anything. It's not like that. It's eye drops, but it's chemotherapy eye drops because there's that connotation with chemotherapy, you know, not a good one.
How are you feeling?
Do you know, actually a little relieved. Because I was a little scared it was going to be more significant. And I'd have to see if it's growing throughout my body and stuff. He says, you're going to be fine. We've just got to take this. We've just got to deal with this. And he said the drops are going to be unpleasant. Like they're burning. Ooh. They're shrinking your tumor. It's not going to be fun. But got to deal with it. You know, there's plenty of people that get cancer diagnoses that are listening now that have got to go through way worse than I. And the prognosis isn't as good. I just have a microphone in front of me. I'm able to tell my story. But I'm thinking more about those people.
Well, and I, on behalf of the K-Frog family, want you to know that we're here for you 100%. We're thinking of you. And, you know, it's really brave of you to share this with everybody and share what you're going through so that we can be here with you along the way.
No, I was really just saying this to thank you for making me go to the doctor. But I'll keep sharing my stories.